Hey, yo.
This is the Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy, and with me as always is Bobby at rhansen817. That's our social media handles. Follow us on social media. And at Kevin K. Diddy, at Hair of the Blog, at rhansen817. And it's August 24th. It's Monday. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
You know, I said that I've been doing the Tinder thing for like a hot second. So like I've been messaging people. Like you get to that first step of like, oh, they actually like you back. So right. It's like, oh, it's a match. And then you know, you're allowed to message them. And I said that to like a girl one day, and she was like, there's nothing happy about Mondays. I was just like, and I think we might be done.
That was really quick. And I don't blame you.
Well, it's not necessarily. It's just because, like, obviously, you know, Monday is the work week for a lot of. It's the beginning of the work week for a lot of people.
Sure.
So I understand. Like, it's like, well, you know, it's the beginning of the work week. Yada yada yada. Like, I get it.
Right.
But you know, for me, when you work in the service industry,
sure, absolutely.
Mondays, your Sundays into Mondays is the equivalent of a weekend.
Yep.
There's a reason why in Atlantic City there was Murmur Mondays. Because it was service industry night.
Yep.
Miss Murmur Monday.
Sure.
Mixed Sundays and Murmur Mondays at the Borgata.
That was it.
And this is technically my Saturday right now.
Nice.
I'm off today and I'm off tomorrow, and then I go back to work on Wednesday.
There you go.
So anyway, so happy Monday. I got a couple of
minutes. There's nothing happy about it.
Yeah. Apparently Monday too, which was unbeknownst to me up until maybe a few years ago. Apparently that became a thing about black people.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, like apparently like if people would have like shirts that say like I hate Mondays and things like that, like apparently Monday is in reference to like the N-word.
Okay, well,
I'll do this. Well played to the racist assholes that just create something out of nothing.
What rabbit hole did you go down to find that out?
Somebody told me at work one day.
Did you verify it?
I talked to like a couple people. Like, yeah, that's like a thing. I was like, when did Mondays
become a thing? Oh, so you're all in on it too?
Well, I was like, when did Mondays become a thing? Like against black people?
Like, what's Tuesday? Like. I guess fill in the blank minority is okay.
It's just Monday.
Yo.
I was like, so what is Garfield trying to say right now?
Yo.
But this poor Garfield, because I think realistically that's not what he meant. He means the beginning of the work week, not
so this
black
was
people.
Okay, so he did not co-opt a racist movement. He just happened to.
It's like,
you know what the worst part is though? Garfield's been around since like the 50s, 40s, 60s. Civil rights movement wasn't too far away from there.
I'm looking up the first thing just because I want
right.
to get some sort of context. Because the title of this article is "How Did Monday Become a Racist Slur?"
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's a thing, man, and it's just people like, yeah, like Monday's like a thing, like black people. I'm like, how did that happen? When did it happen?
Right.
And it's a pretty long article, so I don't want to.
No, yeah.
I don't want to, you know, go into all this. But yeah, I'm getting to Maze Mystery. Certainly,
that's insane. Right now.
I'm just reading, like, quickly breezing through this thing.
Right.
Another way of saying the N-word without getting caught.
Okay.
Monday.
Okay.
Everybody hates Mondays.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Sure.
I'm sure there's a more in-depth explanation. Looks like this is from Boston Globe. It's a very long article.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
But now, okay, so let me ask you this then. Can I not say, like, Monday at all? Is that, like, co-opted as part of the end?
As
like,
far as I know, you can still say Monday.
Okay, so, like, if I'm gonna go to work to start my work week, am I just going now the day before Tuesday?
You want to know what's interesting is that when I was going on my ex, she had shirts from Express.
Right.
And they were all days of the week shirts.
Okay.
So, like, something about Friday and something about, I think it would be, like, you know, Friday with, like, the word fry implemented, like, French fry implemented in the word Friday. And, like, you know, like, Thursday, I think it was, like Thirsty Thursday.
Come on. We all know Thursday is Jersey.
You know, but it was just, like, stuff like that. So it was just, like, these, like, clever little
things. Yeah.
And the one for Monday says, I hate Mondays. So now, I'm thinking, like,
Express.
Express? Really? But it's so vague that I feel like that's one of those where people are like, I honestly didn't know. This isn't an H&M scenario where it's like coolest monkey in the jungle. It's not.
And it happens to be the little black kid.
Little black kid wearing the hoodie. I don't think it's that. It's not the blackface turtleneck sweater.
Right.
It's not that.
Right.
So
that blew my mind.
Yeah.
We were coming over here having a casual podcast.
And honestly, I don't even have that in my notes. My brain just went to it. But
I can never say Monday again.
You could say Monday.
Can I say I hate Monday if it's a bad Monday?
I would say this. If you say you hate Mondays, just be aware of your surroundings.
I'm going to get beat up one day, like, for no freaking reason.
You said you hate Mondays around black people, didn't you? Like, yeah, why? I was like, stupid.
Right. Like, you were co-hosting the podcast. How did you not pay attention to that?
I fucking warned you.
Right.
And everybody listening, I warned y'all. Be careful who you say I hate Mondays around.
No shit.
Because if you're around mixed company, they might come after you.
Or they might elect you mayor. Like, who the fuck knows?
Who knows? Might become president.
That's some shit.
So anyway,
day before Tuesday.
So it's also happy National Waffle Day today on Monday.
Tell me that's like a slang for like I hate.
I mean, not to segue, but like, you know, chicken and waffles are pretty fucking good.
They are pretty fucking good.
And my new flow with, like, you know, because we're just gonna go across the board here. Rabbit Hole Podcast, that's what we do. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag, we're kind of just going all over.
Yeah, we love Mondays.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love Mondays anyway.
Can that please be the title of this podcast? We love Mondays.
So, fried chicken, right?
Sure.
On a chicken and waffle, my new mix, my new flow with it. Maddie Matheson, who's on Vice, Channel Viceland.
Okay.
And he does a bunch of, like, he's like a chef. He's all tatted up.
Cool. All right.
And he does Frank's Red Hot and honey. And he drizzles both on fried chicken.
Is that basically the Sun Tavern wing recipe?
No, it's not.
Wasn't it like Frank's Red Hot butter and honey or something like that?
I was
going to
say butter, yes. In terms of the sweetness, maybe honey.
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you the exact breakdown of the recipe, but that on, like, fried chicken is delicious. Now, look, no disrespect to our friends Family Band.
Sure.
You know, but sometimes,
in fairness, they have a red sauce.
I need to try it. Now, with them, it's like certain meals require certain condiments.
Of course.
So that's kind of where I go with that. Family Band hot sauce. Shout out Family Band. Anything. Any Mexican food I get, it goes on it.
That's
immediately.
It. Sure.
I'm not putting Frank's on that. But with certain things, require certain condiments. It's like it's like tartar sauce on fish, like or like cocktail sauce.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like you're not putting. I mean, some people do. You're not putting ketchup on fish. I understand that some people out there.
Hold on.
I'm just telling you, some people do.
Hold on. Like, people we know.
I'm just using that as a broad example.
Do they also hate Mondays?
Listen, all I'm saying is I work at a restaurant.
Fuck
slash bar.
You.
I've watched people put ketchup on. People put ketchup on everything.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Like, that's just.
You can drive a car with your feet. Doesn't necessarily make it a good idea.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Like, if you. Oh, it's gross. Now I'm thinking of, like, fish and chips with ketchup.
I'm just saying.
No.
So I'm using that as an example. So.
Shit. Horrible taste.
So, but yeah. So the family made hot sauce. Anytime I go to like a Chipotle,
sure,
or you know, not going to Qdoba. Mm-mm. Listen to the podcast last week, you'll yep. know why. So when I go to Chipotle and get my burrito bowl, mm-hmm. family made hot sauce goes on there immediately.
There it is.
But yeah, so it's happy National Waffle Day. Sweet chick, I'm jonesing for sweet chick. I'm jonesing to go back into the city, New York City. I'm willing to risk it. Actually, I'm gonna be going soon enough, but you know, I'm willing to risk it.
You know what? I feel like now is the time to do it, especially because it's summertime, and because people aren't there as much. People still haven't really come all the way back into the city. It's the summertime, so if people have other residences, they're staying at those other residences. My assumption anyway, not based upon anything, because I haven't been in the city in a while, definitely pre-pandemic. I would assume you're maybe looking at like 40% capacity. Like, what the hell is there to do outside of like rooftop bars?
When I worked in New York for that brief stint,
mm-hmm.
the summers, the weekends are beat there because they're all
everyone's
going
to the Hamptons.
They're going to Montauk, they're going to Hamptons. Mm-hmm. Some people actually, they'll do the, because where I was like on the, by like World Trade,
mm-hmm.
they go to like Hoboken.
Yeah.
They go to like, they like venture out to like Hoboken, New Jersey, Jersey City,
mm-hmm.
and do stuff there.
Okay.
But yeah, besides that, they're going away for the weekend.
Sure. That might be the time now to do it.
Sweet Chick, by the way, is a phenomenal chicken and waffle. Right. Well, it's Southern food with like the, you know, with the hip hop urban flair to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the food is so fucking good.
Nice. Okay.
I was going to say I don't think you've ever.
I have not.
Dude, they're biscuits and gravy.
Done.
And I got like a really good chicken sandwich from there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good.
Okay.
And bunch of sides. They got the Biggie lyrics on the walls there.
Nice,
it's a really cool place. And the guy owns a coffee shop right next door, the one in the Lower East Side.
Mm-hmm.
The original one's in Brooklyn. Then there's one in the Lower East Side. He opened up a couple now.
Okay.
Got John Seymour. He opened a mini one in City Field.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah. That's right.
But that one's like kind of like quick like chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. And
it's like a Shake Shack, probably. Like it's of, like yeah, a Shake Shack yeah, yeah. Express rather than it actually being like maybe the full menu.
Right. But yeah. So happy National Waffle Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking and it's Happy National Pluto Denoted Day. I guess that's when like they're like Pluto's not a planet; it's a moon.
Right.
I guess this is what today is, according to my notes.
Hmm. Would you want, like, I mean, not that Pluto has feelings or anything of that nature, but, like, wouldn't you kind of be like, why do I want to be reminded of that shit?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, thanks, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're actually a moon, you're not a planet. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, right? And you're going to remind me of this shit every August 24th? Like, all right, fine,
exactly.
Fuck you.
And by the way, happy birthday, because I know mm-hmm. we celebrated your birthday.
Yes, we did.
And D. Bart's birthday.
Yes, we did.
Shout out to
Jennifer Danielle. Lawrence's.
And Jennifer Lawrence's birthday.
Mm-hmm. And your mom's birthday.
And my mom's birthday. Yeah, that passed. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, happy birthday to Kobe. It was
sure.
Kobe's birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Today's Mamba Day.
Mm-hmm.
Her Mamba Forever Day.
Mm-hmm.
824. And, oh, you know who shares a birthday with Kobe?
Hmm.
Jeremy Lin.
Makes sense. I don't know why. Makes sense.
And, and Dave Chappelle, too. Dave Chappelle's birthday.
It's a nice day. It's a pretty nice day so far.
And actually, do you know who Chad Michael Murray is?
The dude from One Tree Hill?
Yeah. Yo, One Tree Hill, let me tell you, it's his birthday too. And I saw it. I didn't think you were going to get it, to be honest with you. I'm impressed.
Love Sophia Bush. Yep.
Easy there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, on One Tree Hill, yeah, Sophia Bush was hot.
Are we really gonna,
with the raspy
are we really,
voice.
Are we really going to go back through like the weird WB fascinations that we had?
The W, well, at this point, it's the CW.
No, back in that day, it was the WB.
Then they must have, because I remember watching One Tree Hill. I think at,
it was like One Tree Hill was on like for Dawson's a long Creek, time. Yeah.
But
well, they never got out of that fucking school.
But I think it segued from the WB to the CW in the midst of all that. Because I remember towards the end of One Tree Hill, it was the CW.
Were they still in high school?
No. Okay. They fast-forwarded. Actually, you know what's funny? Steven Coletti was on that show in like the last like two seasons. Danielle Harris.
Yeah.
Was my, yo, that was, sure, that was babe for me.
Sure.
My ex put me up on that show. And I was like watching. I was like, what is this show? Why do you have it on DVD? And then literally, I'm like, I really started. It actually was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I don't remember a damn thing about the show.
I remember the show. It was good because they were basketball. Because the brothers,
mm-hmm.
they had the same father, but the father was rich and he was like an asshole. He okay. treated the one brother like an outcast.
Okay.
The other brother was like, you know, he was living it up, like rich mm-hmm. lifestyles and all that. Getting the girl, hanging out. You know, he was like captain of the basketball team and cheerleader girlfriend. You know, the whole thing.
Of course.
And the other brother was also good at basketball. So, like, there's, like, a basketball aspect rivalry, to it. Rivalry, like a sibling slash
basketball rivalry.
But, yeah, and it got good. The show was good. Oh, and you know who else's birthday? Vince McMahon.
Oh.
How old do you think Vince McMahon is?
He's got to be, like, 82, 81.
You think he's that old?
Yeah.
He's 75.
Is he really?
Yeah, I thought he looked good for 75.
I thought it looked good for 82.
I was like, he's 75? Huh? I was like, okay, I didn't know that.
And a shit ton of steroids.
I mean, when you're worth $1.8 billion.
Mm-hmm. And he just sold the XFL to The Rock for $15 million.
Yes.
Well, I guess that was Rock's... actually, maybe it was $15 million. I don't know.
It's funny.
I know he just sold the XFL to The Rock.
That's going to be interesting
mm-hmm.
when that comes back.
Feeder league for the NFL.
It's funny because when I was looking this stuff up, like mm-hmm. Google has like the overview of like whoever you're looking up. So I was like looking up birthdays, I was looking up whatever, like Vince McMahon. It shows like net worth $1.8 billion, and mm-hmm. you know, I don't know where they get these numbers from. I guess technically from data and you know magazines and periodicals right. and whatever like that. Right. And it was like Dave Chappelle net worth $50 million. I'm like mm-hmm. okay, and then it got to Chad Michael Murray, and it's just like nothing.
Aww.
Well, they didn't put the net worth
right
option on him.
It was just NA.
Yeah,
it was not applicable.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, Chad Michael Murray got a little bit of money. You know, he's got to have a little bit. Listen, One Tree Hill is playing somewhere on some probably Pluto TV mm-hmm. channel somewhere.
Sure.
So, I don't know. But anyway, it's a Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
At Kevin K. Diddy. At RHanson817. At Hair of a Blog. And, like we said, pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. So... The Mets had COVID. The New York Mets, your New York Mets team.
Here's the thing.
Well, it was one player, one coach.
One player, one coach. And they didn't say who it was. At least I have not seen it.
They're not going to. I don't think they're going to reveal that.
They've revealed it for other players.
I think that's
not necessarily having COVID, but actually going, like going out. And like they were the one.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you have HIPAA laws. Like you technically can't. Release it that information unless given permission by the player.
Right.
You know what it is too? There's a point where it's like the Yankees are a curse. Every team the Yankees are about to play, COVID. Oh, Aaron Judge will be back for the Mets series now. COVID.
They got somebody working on the Yankees department just
hey,
like
motherfucker just
going to
hey, just coughing into clean masks. Like, what are you doing? Like, here, give it to those guys.
It's like the Patriots had that scouter
mm-hmm.
that would go and take video of
yep. oh, no,
of the
we're
sidelines.
Oh no, we're doing a production, a do the right thing production or some ironic title or whatever. You know what though? This shit it always happens in Miami.
I mean, it's fucking Miami.
It's Miami in the summertime.
Pitbull lives down there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Have you watched Pitbull videos? That's like what actually Miami is. That is honestly my perception of what Miami actually is.
With the sound off.
Yes.
That and Bad Boys.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, our knowledge of what Miami actually is Pitbull videos, Bad Boys movies, and Miami Vice. And Grand Theft Auto 5, I want to say.
I never played Grand Theft Auto.
It's a great game.
Is it?
A lot of Scarface references in
I've
that.
I've never seen Scarface.
Bobby has this thing where I bring up like movies and movie references. I'm like, yeah, you know, from Scarface. And I feel like every movie, he's like, yeah, I've never seen that movie before.
Nope.
American History X, though, we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've also now seen.
Yes, you have.
Took a pandemic for me to watch that movie.
That's it. Ooh. I did watch Coming to America pre-pandemic. There is a second one being made.
That was also with me giving you homework to watch that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, this might be a homework scenario.
What, Scarface?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fun.
I know
most of the references from just from pop culture.
Sure. But then once you see it in the context of the Scarface movie, it's like, oh, okay. Because you know the references that people use now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see stuff. You're going to hear things.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear instrumentals and music. And you'll be like, that's where that's from?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think okay. So. I think you'll...
No, there's like music references to it, too, that I would know in like pop culture now.
There's a... You might have to find it, but okay. It's an awareness theory type thing. As soon as you hear it, you're going to be, like, out in public, and you're going to hear, like, a song, and be like, Scarface.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know?
Now, what was that, late 70s? Early 80s?
I don't even think I was born. So I think if it was late 70s, yeah, I think it was, like, late 70s, like, borderline 80s, maybe.
So, like, right around when, like, the first Godfather came out? Because I think the first Godfather came out, like, 77, 78.
I want to say, yeah, it was around that same time.
Which, by the way, before you ask, no, I have not.
I'll be honest with you. Never seen The Godfather.
Okay.
I understand the references, though.
I've watched a lot of, like, the contemporaries from Godfather. Casino.
Right. Well, you know, well, Goodfellas. Well, here's the thing, is that, see, now you're going into...
Apparently Gangs in New York is supposed to be really good, too, but
well,
I never saw that.
Here's the thing. See, now you're going into two different ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's like the mobster movie mm-hmm. genre, but... The Godfather was Francis Ford Coppola.
Okay.
Movies like Casino, Gangs of New York, Goodfellas, that's all Scorsese. Big mm-hmm. Scorsese.
Sure. Yeah.
Goodfellas is one of those movies where it doesn't matter what time of day, if it's on, I have to sit and watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's 3.5 hours long, and a lot of times it's on regular
then
TV.
It's like 5 hours
commercials.
Long.
Yeah, so that's like 6 hours of your day just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been on AMC when I come home from work at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like,
still been on.
And I'm like, fuck, right? Yeah, I gotta watch it.
Nicky Santoro finally gets his ass beat, and you're waking up from your sleep.
Yeah, and it's just but yeah. So Godfather is Coppola.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, but I understand the references and
yeah.
you know, all that stuff from that. So. You know, we now have a movie genre. Well, we now have a movie trilogy in common that we've never seen. It's Godfather.
Okay.
And apparently, one's really good, two's awesome, and three, not so much.
Right. Kind of like the Mighty Ducks.
I was going to say kind of like Back to the Future.
Nope.
We got other stuff to... all right, Mighty Ducks I have seen.
Okay.
Well, Mighty Ducks 3, was that the one where they played in the Olympics?
No, that was the second one. That was a good one. Third one is when they played in, they were in like a junior prep school or whatever it was. That one was horrible. And that's the only one they show on like HBO.
I was going to say, was Gordon Bombay still doing rehab and public service?
No, he got his job. He got his job back.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He made a cameo. Spoiler. I mean, it came out in 94, but.
Right.
You know.
It's funny because going back to, you know, obviously COVID and still. It's still out there.
Yes.
Everybody be safe. Wash your hands.
Yep.
Wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
6 feet away. I'm trying to figure out. I mean, obviously the Mets. I think the last time the Mets were in Florida, and that's
they played Miami. They played against Miami. Yep.
And you know what's funny is that because it's the Mets, I guarantee you that like just like with the Jets, there's no cool story on how they got COVID.
No.
It's like they touched the dirty doorknob, yep. and guess what? And mm-hmm. and they shook each other's hands, yep. and that's how they got it.
Le'Veon Bell came out today and said Sam Darnold's not allowed to go to bars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, because you know what happens? You end up in FDU, and you end up getting mono, because, you know, any 20-something-year-old should be getting mono. No, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, like they
what if Sam Darnold had COVID?
No. No.
Well, no. I'm saying, what if he that month? I mean, at this point, I think it was proven that it was mono.
Right.
But I'm like, what if it was like COVID that he had?
So what if it wasn't like bad bat soup, but it was just Sam Darnold? Because if that's the case, then I'm like, you know what? I just give up sports. I give up sports. Like, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I will only watch things on the Ocho.
Hey, listen, I love a good cornhole tournament.
Sure,
and axe throwing.
Darts is a fun thing to watch drunk at like 3 o'clock in the morning, because that guy who announces darts, hilarious.
I can't say that I've ever seen.
Oh, it's not. It's one of those things you see on like Outdoor Life Network. which is hilarious in itself.
OLN?
Yeah.
Which then became Versus, which now is, I don't even know what it is.
It's like the indoor dart channel. Or something like weird.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, what happened? Versus? No, Versus, I think, became NBC Sports.
Did it? That makes sense.
Yeah, because it was OLN, and then it went to Versus, because they always had hockey on there, and then it became, I think, became NBC Sports.
And, like, the hockey they had on was, like, only, like, the Minnesota Wild. It was, like, never anybody else. It was, like, the Atlanta Thrashers versus the Minnesota Wild.
It's not a sexy hockey team that even people that don't watch hockey know. It's not, like, the Blackhawks.
Right.
Or the Devils or the Rangers.
Yeah. The Islanders or the Avalanche.
It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, you may not know the team, but you know the logo enough that it's like, oh, yeah, that's a hockey team. Like, Dave Coulier on Full House with his... With his, was it the Flyers jersey, right? Yeah, the unicycle with the Flames. Was it the Flames?
Yes, Calgary Flames.
Yeah, the Flames. See, I know that that's a hockey team. Plus, hockey jerseys always have a specific look to them. You know, that
you can actually get basketball teams on hockey jerseys now. Don LaGreca had one on like a week or so ago.
I saw that with the Trailblazers. You know what?
No. So you don't like cross-pollinating sports teams and jerseys? So, like, you wouldn't get, like, a Golden State Warriors baseball jersey? Or, like, a New York Mets or Yankees basketball jersey or something like that?
No.
I don't think I would either.
No. It's just, look, make, you know, your sports, at the end of the day, your business, right? You're trying to make as much money as possible. Mm-hmm. And you got to think outside the box. So I give them all the props in the world. Sure. It's not my style.
No,
I'm repping the team, I'm either getting said apparel from that team. So if it's a baseball team, I'm getting a baseball jersey. If it's a hockey team, I'll get a hockey jersey.
Sure.
If it's basketball, I get a basketball jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's like a football style on for a basketball team, nah.
No, I feel you.
I'm not knocking. If you look, whatever you, you know, some people probably look good in it. So
sure. Don LaGreca looked fine in it.
Yeah, so I'm not knocking it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's not my style. I'll tell you this. So my birthday passed.
Yes, it did.
And you and Melissa got me a very nice gift. And I used the Fanatics gift card that Bobby gave me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a Golden State Warrior jersey.
Nice. Good. Really hoped it wasn't a Jamal Adams jersey first.
So, I was like, all right, who do I... And this is, you know, rewind it back. This is back in June. So, I'm looking. I'm like, well, who do I... Like, you know, I feel like Steph Curry is the automatic answer, right?
Right.
Like, get the Steph Curry jersey. Or get a Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Klay Thompson has the option that he might at one day dip out. I feel like Steph is there. I feel like Steph's there for life.
Yeah. But please tell me you didn't get like an Andrew Wiggins jersey, because he ain't going to be there either.
So
and Draymond Green eventually is going to put his mouth where it shouldn't be, and he's going to end up getting out of there too.
I'm going to tell
Steph's
you what.
Steph's about the only safe one.
I'm going to tell you what. I was watching, you know, obviously this was like early June. This is around like when all the George Floyd stuff was going on.
Okay.
Steven Jackson was making all this talk and George Floyd, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. He played on the Warriors. And I was like, okay, I'll get a Steven Jackson jersey. Number one, Jackson, Black Lives Matter, face of it, doing all this positive stuff. Why not get it?
Did you click send before he put his foot in his mouth?
And then he opened his mouth and started saying all this anti-Semitic stuff, and I was like, no! I'm like, are you kidding me?
What is Fanatics' return policy?
Because it's not because it's technically a personalized one?
No! I wear that shit every Monday. Like, you know what? You got Mondays, guess what? Now all of a sudden, fuck you. Like,
I'm hoping, here's what I'm hoping for.
They draft somebody real fucking high named Jackson that sticks.
I mean, here's the thing. One, I feel like in most circles, nobody's going to even realize the player and the number. Unless you got some real hardcore, like, I can't believe you're wearing his jersey. It's not like I'm wearing, like, an old school, like, Buffalo Bills jersey with Simpson on the back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people can put two and two together. It's like, wait a minute, Simpson football player? You're wearing a fucking OJ jersey? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I'm feeling like, let some time pass and I'll wear it. Okay. Or I try to sell this bad boy on Poshmark or eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do wear it, I'm definitely not wearing it in my predominantly white downtown suburb area that I live in. I got people giving me funny looks sometimes where when I wear my Strength in Numbers Golden State Warriors t-shirt. I'm like, no. This is for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, the only other option you have is Mark Jackson, who is a coach.
Yeah, but what was his number?
It doesn't matter, he was a coach.
So I'd be like, yeah, this is for Mark Jackson.
And two's and whatever number he was is your favorite number now.
Well, yeah, I like that's number one.
That's, yeah. Perfect, there you go. That's it.
That's my built-in answer on how to get out of this.
Yep.
Around a bunch of white people, I'm going to wear it. Mark Jackson was the coach, and, you know, he's number one with me. Oh, okay. When I'm around, you know, my circles of, like, you know, like, brothers, whatever, like that, I'm like, yeah, because, you know, black people still support him. But he's on this thing now where he kind of took back what he said, but he's still kind of, like, I don't know. It's this weird thing that a lot of these, like, unfortunately, like, African-American celebrities are doing where they're, like, yeah, they're, like, denouncing, like, Jewish people. I'm like, yo, I'm not about that life whatsoever. And Nick Cannon wilding out, gone. It's still on TV.
Wait. They're denouncing black, like their struggles are like pretty similar.
There's, you want to know what it is?
Jewish people have, and I'm painting with a very, very wide paintbrush, but historically speaking, they've been pretty much friends to that area of the civil rights movement.
And listen, I am not the expert. Because all this stuff is coming from, to my knowledge, from Louis Farrakhan.
Okay.
And he is, you know, Minister Farrakhan, and, you know, he talks a lot. Like, they have, like, this, I'm not the expert here.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Like, I know, like Malcolm X, I think, followed some of the teachings of, like, Farrakhan. It's one of these things where pretty much empowering black people, it's like, listen, like, we're the real race, and everybody else, they're just trying to take us down, blah, blah, blah. Like, Farrakhan's whole thing is he doesn't like Jewish people, and, like, he has these, like, readings from whatever the equivalent of their Bible, these teachings. And what's happening is that a lot of these, you know, African-American men, black men who have a little bit of notoriety and power, they start going into these teachings. But the teachings, in order for them to be empowered, it's like they're denouncing other racial groups.
So what you're, from the way it sounds anyway, and we can get off this subject real quick this might not be the rabbit hole we want to go down.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But I'm just trying to give you some background.
Who's like the original race in some sense?
Something to that equivalent. Now, here's the thing. Cannon said all this stuff, and a lot of this stuff comes across as being anti-Semitic. And look, we have Jewish friends.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I have some Jewish people on the Lawton side of my family.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am not about that at all.
I'm a big fan of
Cannon. And you know what? I appreciate all the movement Steven Jackson was doing. I got that jersey because he was doing all this positive stuff for Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And I was like, yo, this is dope. This is the perfect way to, you know, like, he was a warrior, Golden State Warrior, number one, Jackson, dope, I'm getting it.
Right.
He opened his fucking mouth and fucked my shit up.
Not really, he couldn't have done that shit before your birthday?
So, I mean, that's that. But Nick Cannon has since, he's gotten local rabbis on his, like, podcast now.
Mm-hmm.
He is trying to, even Steven Jackson got into that nonsense with him talking about
DeSean Jackson.
Oh, I'm sorry, DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson.
Him and Julian Edelman are apparently going to, like, the Holocaust Museum and going to, I think, DeSean Jackson's taking him to some museum on his end, or taking him to something on
they're,
his
they're
end.
They're both, like, learning about each other's, which, like, in terms of, like African-American history and also, you know, the Holocaust.
Sure.
And that's what you do in scenarios like that. Nick Cannon, he's observing Jewish holidays.
Good.
Like, he's bringing rabbis, like, local rabbis from, I guess, like, whatever area on his podcast to, you know, educate himself about that and try to be more well-aware of it. Some people say maybe it's a sellout move. No, you should have just... I'm like, I don't think so.
I've never been a fan of doubling down when you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even from a publicity perspective, there's nothing to win from that. And if you're going to call the guy a seller for trying to evolve his position on certain issues, that to me, that's the problem.
The only person that I feel like hasn't made that move yet is Steven Jackson. He's still holding strong to the Black Lives Matter movement. He's like, look, I'm not... Like, he's come out and, like, half apologized. Like, look...
If I offended anybody, I'm sorry. If I offended anybody,
I'm sorry.
Right. I'm sorry, but you took it the wrong way.
But
whatever.
I mean what I say, and I'm paraphrasing what he said.
Okay, well, all right.
And I'm just like, all right, dude, just... Can you, like, for hopefully, me... Yeah. Just, like, go to, like... Talk to a local rabbi and maybe... You know, get some education on the Holocaust or something like that, and make it a big publicity stunt. And so I can wear this jersey out in public now.
Could you do me another huge favor? You're like, look, I have the receipt for this jersey that I got. You had to do that. I'm just gonna give you that bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, can I get back? Thanks.
So.
Or do you want to buy one of your own custom jerseys?
How about this? I'll just give it to you.
Right.
But yeah, so that's just, you know,
that just sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the Fanatics gift card.
This is my fault.
No, it's
this
not.
Is my fault now.
It's absolutely not.
You couldn't have just stuck with Steph,
right? I had to be thinking outside the box.
Well, here's the thing, though. I understand it because, like, I've thought about it myself. I'm like, I want a new Jets jersey. This whole year has, like, in certain aspects of, like, sports and everything else, I'm like, you know what? This year sucked. So I want a new Jets jersey. Like, I want one of the new, like, all black ones or whatever it is, like the new ones that came out last year. So I'm like, I want a new Jets jersey. And I'm like, which first round pick are they going to hold on to and not trade? Fuck. So now I'm like, well, do I want to get a re? Fuck. Because I'm like, I already have a re. I'm like, do I want to get a? Fuck. So I'm just going to stick with the jerseys I have until we actually re-sign somebody.
I mean, I'm good with my Revis.
No. I still have the Revis one. Right. I just want like a black.
You just,
like,
want something new.
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a Revis jersey in the new style.
Okay.
He better not fucking say shit. That's the other problem. It's like you get these jerseys from these guys, and the next thing you know, they're on the news for all the wrong reasons.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I can't fucking wear this now.
And that's the worst part too, because Steph is kind of the poster child for, like, either A, saying the right thing, B, being aware and doing the right things, or C, if you step your foot in something, which I don't think he's ever really done, is very easy. Oh, the only thing I ever heard about was his shoe line. They didn't have women's shoes. So, or women's sizes or something like that. So he got Under Armour?
It is Under Armour. Okay. Yeah, he's yeah.
Yeah. So they now have a women's section of Under Armour because of Steph Curry. So, like, for the only potential possible misstep he may have had, which wasn't even, like, really a misstep, it's now been changed. And he hand wrote the little girl, like, a letter back, and, like, she now has, like, season tickets for the rest of her life. Like, I you know what I mean? Like, sometimes safe option isn't always the worst one.
Yeah.
You know.
But, I mean, I have plenty of other Golden State Warriors apparel.
True.
Hats and shirts. And so I'm good. You know, I was just like, I'll get a jersey. You know, I'll finally get a Golden State Warriors jersey. And I picked
Way to go, Steven Jackson. Yeah, way to go. You ruined it for him. You ruined his birthday.
I hope Stack realizes that.
Yeah, I hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy, mm-hmm. Steven Jackson. Right. A.K.A. Stack. I hope you're happy. So, anyway, we're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I have been... We were talking about this a little bit last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing the Tinder thing.
Okay.
Just kind of, like I said, daily... Just like your daily routine. You go on your phone, you go on Instagram, you look at a couple photos, like a couple of things, at Hair of the Blog.
Mm-hmm.
And Then you go on Twitter and you retweet some stuff. You go through stuff. So Tinder just kind of like become part of that like phone routine that I do. So I go and I'll go through, you know, like a couple swipes and then go about my day.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that when I was on Tinder the other day, there's actually this girl on there who I used to work with.
Nice.
And
Do I remember? Wait, you actually don't.
Damn it. So I think we were talking about this last week. I was like, what do you do when you come across somebody that... I was like, do you swipe to the left? Do you swipe to the right?
Well, depends on, like, if you
well, I understand it's case by case. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, well, I don't, you know. So I saw this girl and somebody I used to work with back in not the current place that I work at, place before that. And I was like, oh, wow, she's on here?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she must have broke up with her boyfriend.
Okay.
You know, and I was like,
or maybe she didn't.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. So I was like, you know what?
Unfortunately, yeah.
I was like, I'm swiping right.
Nice. Yeah. Yes.
I was like, I'm swiping right to this.
Yes.
One. And let's just see what happens.
Mm-hmm. What happens?
Now, here's the thing.
Yes.
The thing about Tinder is that a lot of times I feel like dudes are always on Tinder, but girls aren't. So what that means is you'll like somebody on Tinder and you won't get any type of real response from that person probably for quite some time.
Is that because they're going, like, they're having to filter through every single person? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know why. Maybe one of our female friends could explain that to me on, you know, get their perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like a girl on, let's say it's Monday.
Okay.
You may not necessarily hear or see anything for like a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personal experience with it. Maybe it's different for other people. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. So I was like, so I swipe right because I was like, yo, this girl was cute. And she was always like super nice to me, and I was just like, you know, see what's going on.
Sure.
I'm also friends with her on Facebook.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I might reach out on Facebook and just kind of be like, hey, you know, how you doing? How you been?
Right.
Just to kind of, you know, like, not for nothing. Like, I already know who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually friends with this person on Facebook.
Right.
And just maybe seeing, you know, taking it from there.
When was the last time you spoke to this person?
Before pandemic.
Okay.
Like March, realistically.
Right, right, right.
I mean, it was March.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, it was never, you know, I had a girlfriend at the time and she was going out with a boyfriend, you know, she had her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he was a cool dude as far as I know, but, you know, things happen just like with my relationship.
Of course.
Things happen.
Right.
You know, people fall out of love. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was never like me trying to pursue anything with that. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
no,
I wanted.
No, no. Yeah, yeah.
I know. I just want to just make that kind
was,
of clear.
No, no, no. At that point in time, in that specific scenario, it was.
I was always like, wow, that girl's cute, and she's like mad nice.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, I would see like a photo of her on Instagram, totally done up. I was like, she looks like that outside of work?
Right.
I'm like, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So yeah. So now, I'm like, all right. I think I might hit this girl up maybe on Facebook.
Okay.
And I'm not necessarily asking for advice, but I'm almost kind of being almost like some level of like validation. Like, yeah, do it. That's kind of like where I'm at right now. I'm probably going to do it. I was just kind of, you know, just kind of wanted your input on the situation.
How? Now, you know her basically almost solely from a work context, right?
Correct.
So why not screenshot her Tinder? Send it to her and be like, hey, just is this you?
Here's the only thing. I already swiped, like, right to it, so I don't think I can.
You can, though. You don't do it based upon the fact that you know the person. You're doing it based on the fact that you like what you see. You
well,
like
no,
what
no,
you
no, no.
Read,
but what I'm saying is that because I already swiped right on her, I feel like that is now just out there in the universe. Like, I can't, like, retrieve that and like, then.
But she's not the only person you swiped right on. It's not like you swipe right on every single
No. But there. You're saying go to her Tinder profile and swipe and take a photo of it.
Yeah, and just
I don't
be
think
like,
I'm
well,
saying
no, no, no. And just be like, hey, I swiped right on this. Is this you?
Well, here's the thing. I understand what you're saying, but the way Tinder is set up, I can't go into the people that I liked and be like, and go to that profile.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So because I swipe right to it, now it's just like, it's just out there. It's like lost in the universe.
Right.
So I can't like retrieve it.
How long ago was this?
Couple days ago.
Even without screenshotting it, you could kind of bring it up into that manner. Don't get me wrong. Bottom line, regardless of any of the advice I'm giving you, not giving you, horribly giving you, whatever it would be, I still think, yeah, I still say hey. You know what I mean in that sense? Like, we were talking about this in the last podcast. Like, not to say, again, to me with Tinder, there's a level of expectation. With, a reaction to something on social media or to something else like that, it's more along the lines of somewhat organic, but with possibly a little bit more undertone to it, I guess. You know what I mean? Even if it's just like, oh, help, like, you know, someone's birthday just passed or something like that.
Right.
And you've been and reacting on a picture or something like that. And then, like, because, like, I even had, like, one or two guy friends of mine didn't message, like text message, didn't, like, put it on my Facebook wall, like, DM'd me via, like, Instagram, which is, like, happy birthday. You know what I mean? I was like,
right.
Okay. In the back of my mind, I'm like, different, but not wrong. You know what I mean? Like, he was innocent enough. Why not something along, again, something that seems to be more slightly organic? Because to me, there is always that expectation on a dating website. One, you're kind of exposed. Two, you're kind of judged. Three, there's kind of an expectation to it. You know what I mean? In that sense where, like, striking up that casual conversation from someone that you already have an existing connection to, again, whether that be work, friends, coworker, someone that you just happen to know, like, whatever else it would be, I think there's a little bit of less expectation. So a chance for a connection could be a bit more organic, whether that be in a relationship sense or whether that just be like, hey, why don't we grab a socially distanced drink and see where that goes? You know, aka, like,
couple White Claws.
Exactly. You know
if,
what I mean?
If your local bar has them.
Exactly.
And if they don't have them, and I don't know if we addressed this the last time we talked, but mm-hmm. I will restate it again.
No, you put that on a social media
podcast. I know I put it on there, but I wasn't sure if we also talked about it on the podcast. If your local bar does not have White Claw or spiked seltzer, and I know that it's super popular right now, summertime, it's the go-to drink to have, just get a vodka soda. And if you like black cherry White Claw, if they have a black cherry vodka and club soda, boom, there you go. You're welcome. There's more alcohol in that too. So now you're getting the same tasting drink,
mm-hmm.
but, like, kicked up a notch, like, supersized.
Right.
And now all these companies, like, let's just say you just want to, you know, just chill at the crib because you want to socially distance. You don't want to be out in public. Mm-hmm. They don't have White Claws at the liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
They have all these flavored, like, seltzers now. Mm-hmm. Perrier's got them. Like, I feel like every company now has flavored club sodas, flavored seltzers. So you can just get regular vodka, and then you get the flavored seltzer, and way better than a White Claw. Now, I know, look, White Claw, just saying it, it's sexy, right?
Sure.
It's like, oh, yeah, okay, I got a White Claw, High Noon, whatever, whatever you like. It's sexy. Yeah, let me get a White Claw. Let me get a Black Cherry White Claw. You know, I get that. But now with there being this quote-unquote shortage,
mm-hmm.
We gotta be a little creative here.
Right.
And by the way, talking about that, don't worry, we'll get back to the Tinder conversation that, mm-hmm. that I will be having with a certain somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a post of it, yeah, I took a picture of it yesterday. Red Bull done fucking changed the game up.
Okay.
Cause their summer edition Red Bulls are always really, really good. They had the I think it was like a passion fruit yellow Red Bull. Mm-hmm. They had the blueberry Red Bull, the coconut berry, and they all taste great.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes better with vodka.
Most Red Bulls do.
They got watermelon flavored Red Bull now, as the like the new summer edition.
Is it like good? Does it actually taste?
It tastes like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Stop.
Oh yeah.
It's probably a good thing Atlantic City and Vegas are closed.
It is. Somebody brought it in to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who's this? I was like, what flavor is this? Is this watermelon? I was like, really? I was like, mm-hmm. like, yeah, you want to try it? I was like, all right, yeah, let's crack it open.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Sure.
I was like, where did you get this from?
Right.
That was my next question. They're like, I don't know. Somebody bought it for me and brought it here. I'm like,
I was going to say, I'm assuming most places have it.
Not really. This is from what I've noticed as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 7-Eleven vehicle.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Because I definitely stopped at a couple places until I stopped at 7-Eleven. Okay. And then I was like, all right, they're here.
Okay.
Because I stopped at like Quick Check.
Right.
And CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have them. 7-Eleven.
That's it. Okay.
So going back to this conversation I'm going to have with this person on via social media. Mm-hmm. It's so funny that this is the way like the world is now.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, pandemic, whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also looked, I remember looking at her profile on Tinder.
Sure.
And then I was like, I am friends with her on like social. So like, but you want to know, she also had on there, which I know a lot of girls I've noticed do. They like, and I'm not saying that she's doing this, but it kind of smells that way.
Okay.
They want more followers on social media and like Instagram.
Oh,
so it's one of those like, follow me on Instagram. So like all of her photos matched up with her Instagram profile. Now, but with that being said, one of the photos was a very recent one from a week ago,
mm-hmm.
where just her in the photo,
okay.
no boyfriend. No dude. So
right.
So I don't know. I am gonna inquire. Like I'm definitely gonna be like, yo, you know, what's going on? How are you? Mm-hmm. You know, yada yada. I was like, by the way, like I was on Tinder and I saw your profile. I was like, is that for real? Like mm-hmm. what's going on? And just kind of, I don't know, just say it in a more smooth, nonchalant kind of way. And not just be like, so what's going on with you on Tinder? You know what I'm saying? But I was kind of like blown away. Because it's one of those scenarios. I was like, wow, that girl, I always thought that girl was cute. And now it's like, I'm single. And it looks like she might be single. Mm-hmm. So why not? And I'm at the point now where it's like, you know, I used to be like, oh, you know, like play Joe Cool and this, that, and the other. Like fear of rejection. I don't even fucking care. I'm just kind of like, look,
well,
I know.
That's another nice thing about the pandemic. Well, fuck, you're going to see this person again. Like, they don't know where I live.
Yeah.
I like, you obviously, okay, the person knows where you work, but at the same, maybe, considering this was a former coworker, not a current coworker.
Right.
And then at the same time, like, where else do you go? You know what I mean? Like, the food store, the laundromat, like,
I mean,
you know,
I mean,
basic essential type places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do you even know what Target I go to? Like, I don't think so. You know what I mean? Like, so, I feel like anyway in this day and age, considering the things that we are dealing with societally, if you're gonna learn to shoot your shot, you better learn to do it now.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to relearn any type of game, you want to relearn things that you might be a little bit rusty on because you just got out of a very long-term relationship, now's the time to do it. What's the worst thing that happens? Block.
I mean, even if that's, like, one, I don't think it would be that. I mean, if it came to a block, then, you know, that's kind of fucked up.
Right. I'm just saying,
that's the worst-case scenario. Yeah. Absolutely. But the way I look at it is just, like, I'm not stepping on anybody's toes.
Nope.
And I know the type of person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you don't want to give it a shot, all right, well, then fuck you then.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, so that's kind of like mm-hmm. where I'm at. So I'm just kind of like,
no,
all right.
I feel you.
You know, now it's just a matter of just, you know, expressing it in a way that doesn't come across as being, like, aggressive. But at the same time,
course.
Kind of like,
yeah.
just being like, you know, it's like, hey, you know, what's going on?
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
Everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's kind of where I'm at right now with that.
It's funny, too, because I could see people nowadays almost being to a more aggressive site because they're they're not as used to having to deal with those types of same daily interactions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, so I saw your boyfriend's on any of your pictures anymore. You know what I mean? That sounds like almost to the point where it's just like caveman blunt. You know, like just smack you over the head with a club and kind of go from there. So, yeah, I mean, like I said that to you before. Nothing hurts with that, and there's a little bit less of an expectation involved to it. So, and this gives us good content because I have a feeling this is going to be ongoing, and I'm perfectly okay hearing about it all.
You're all welcome.
Yes.
I'm gonna try and see if I can find her Instagram profile. I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
And I've also come to the conclusion now, because now Instagram has like reels. Like Snapchat. No, I'm sorry, not Snapchat, like TikTok. Like TikTok has like the 15-second, 30-second, however long videos.
Mm-hmm.
Reels on Instagram is just not safe for work.
Why?
Because maybe it's because of the people I follow. They're all just like girls in like bikinis and like girls with like their tits bouncing around and everything that. And I'm like, yo,
but TikTok is pretty much the same way.
Yeah, but
now and again, it's like, hey, here's how to cook a steak. And
but here's the thing.
Here's 20 minutes on twerking. You're like,
but here's the thing. At least with TikTok, you kind of expect that going into it. When you just go pull up your Instagram, all of a sudden now, you got this going on your Instagram, and I'm still involved in my phone right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Where this girl's like adjusting her bra.
Mm-hmm.
She's clearly a triple B. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. Cause I'm like, whoa! I'm like, I'm just trying to like look for this one like picture, and then you get caught up in that rabbit hole of reels,
mm-hmm.
where it's just girls just you know showing their booty and adjusting their bra and you know dancing seductively and everything. And I'm like, look, I'm not opposed to any of that whatsoever. But like, if I'm at it's not safe for work. Yeah, NSFW is not safe for work.
Give me a heads up before I pull this up in my point of business, my place of business.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna see if I can. I definitely friends with her on Facebook. So I'll bring it up that way.
Okay. Fun drum roll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I can. As I'm like scrolling through, and it's like I feel like I'm being like borderline like creep, but I know that everybody that has Facebook or Instagram has done this at one point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, did you go to such and such's page?
Yeah. I hate to say it, but like recruiting companies do that the moment they call you about possibly giving you an interview for something. They're going through your social media and they're going through all that other different kind of stuff. As long as you don't go back and like something from like 74 weeks ago, you're probably okay. You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, it's a window into like part of that person's world, good, bad, or indifferent. So, I mean, you know, as long as you're not doing anything like stalker-y or whatever it would be, I don't know. Like, again, it's kind of why it's out there. Why? She looks familiar too. Yeah, I don't know. She looks familiar, though. Huh. Oh. Interesting.
It's left Bobby speechless.
Oh, I'm not going to say speechless. It depends upon what rabbit hole we want to go down in the next 10, 15 minutes.
That's a different story altogether. So, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Do you think some of that is also she's trying to influence as well?
I think what she is from, just based off of what I've seen in some of the previous posts, mm-hmm. is that it's that thing.
She had like 75 fucking hashtags.
I didn't. I don't think so.
Like, is Insta Daily one of them? Because if it is, then I'm assuming more likely than not. Like,
I mean, I use Insta Daily every once in a while and stuff like that.
Once in a while, not like every single post. Like, do you really, like put it this way? Like, if you had to pick between like a nice romantic dinner with Kevin. Or like a boat trip in Mykonos with a 75-year-old Greek man who happens to maybe own a shipping company. Like, what would you choose, door A or B? Said nice lady on the gram.
I believe she would choose the nice dinner.
Okay. All right. Because not for nothing, you never see the 75-year-old Greek guy.
No,
you just see her doing shit in Mykonos.
No, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're absolutely right. I think that was like a meme one day. It was just like,
yeah,
all these girls in a hot tub on a yacht, and you know, it's just like social media, and it's reality. It's mm-hmm. just like
seven guys in banana hammocks.
Fat dudes with like, yeah, banana hammocks and mm-hmm. hairy chests, and they're all looking like just within their like late 50s and
leathery tan skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that Southern Comfort commercial where like the guy's like in the banana hammock with like mm-hmm. the little flag in his drink. Like it's like guys like that. I was like, you know what? Good for them. You guys found a way to be successful, and yeah, I guess this is the fruits of your labor, I suppose.
That is just one. That is one thing I don't miss.
And what's that?
Southern Comfort. Because for a little while, when me and you first started becoming friends, that was like the shot of choice.
Well, SoCo,
it was like SoCo and lime or SoCo and lime juice.
But then SoCo came out with like a 100 proof SoCo.
SoCo's older brother. Mm-hmm.
That fucked up a couple nights.
Yeah.
For like everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like there are people that are not friends anymore because of Southern Comfort 100 proof.
Wait, really?
I probably.
That's awesome.
I feel like it did nothing good. Nothing good came out of Southern Comfort 100 proof.
No. It accelerated the process of never wanting to drink SoCo again.
Like people are having babies. People aren't friends anymore. Pets' heads are falling off. Like it's just all types of shit. Southern Comfort 100 proof is like who created? Like it was created in a lab, and it's like, who created this? This is awful. But yet it tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, all right. So, I'll hit her up on. I'll keep you posted on what happens.
Yes.
I'll keep you posted. And like I said, I was like, look, I don't have all my eggs in one basket either. So it's just kind of like, you know what? See what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, all right, cool. Oh, you still with them? All right, cool. I saw it or whatever. I was just like, you know. And I'll be honest. I was like, look. I was like, I think you're cute. I'm single now. I thought you were single too.
She's like, how long have you had this?
Yeah, right?
Because not for nothing. Like, if you
that's the other thing, too, because that's why I kind of cross-referenced the social media profile mm-hmm. with Tinder, because I was like, well, maybe, because there are some people out there that keep their fucking Tinder profile, but they never take it down.
So is it, it's like, inactive for the past, like, 2 years or something like that? Does it even say that?
I don't even, I've never
investigated that far.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But, so that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, maybe this is an old profile, mm-hmm. it just happens to be there, but then some of the photos were still, they all matched up and they were current.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so maybe this is actually a thing.
Okay, I got you.
Well, we'll see what happens. And this is also, you know what this also is? This is mm-hmm. also a test on see how many people are actually gonna listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Because we know people.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanna see who's actually gonna be like, so who's this girl?
Right.
And that right there, well, this is also kind of an indicator. Like, let's just see who's actually listening to this, and you know, and see what type of feedback we get. So this is a nice little experiment.
Here the blog presents social experiment.
Yes,
like it.
I'm curious to see what happens when I go to work.
If we do another podcast in like 2 days, you're like, oh, something happened. If we don't do a podcast for like 2 months, it's like, oh no.
Well, I mean, it seems like we got a nice like schedule flow going yes. on right now. So mm-hmm.
agreed.
So I feel like there's not going to be a I feel like unless God forbid something bad happens, which I'm going to think, well,
hopefully
we're going to be knock on wood. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue to do this every week now.
Yes.
So you know, people at work maybe we'll see mm-hmm. Who at work was listening. Speaking of work,
sure.
And I. This guy that mm-hmm. I work with, I felt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the end of the night, shutting everything down,
mm-hmm.
cleaning up, and now with the limited staff and really no cleaning crew, we end up doing a lot more cleaning than we used to.
Okay.
So I'm mopping the floor.
Okay.
I mop the floor, just getting everything set, you know, breaking everything down, setting everything up for tomorrow. You got it. My manager at the time, and nice guy. He's a little awkward, but he's a nice guy.
Okay.
He's probably about to just give you like a a visual.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say he's probably about my height.
Okay.
But he's pretty skinny. He's a skinny dude.
Okay.
Some may even say he's frail.
Okay. He's wiry.
There we go, wiry.
Okay.
So handing him paperwork and everything like that, you know, close out, checkouts, things
sure.
like that.
Right.
So he's walking back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
Bust his ass.
No.
On the mopped floor. Okay. That I just did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, are you okay? Like, I felt terrible.
Okay.
I was like, but it wasn't like he was walking fast. It wasn't like he was running. He was just casually walking, and he fucking ate it.
And it was just feet up in the air?
It was like, remember like Home Alone? Like mm-hmm. the Home Alone movies?
Mm-hmm.
On how they would just like slip and fall, and like that super overly dramatic like slip and fall? It was like that.
So you were the Kevin McAllister in the situation, and he was the Wet Bandits.
Yeah.
Soon to be the Sticky Bandits.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what do you need? Like,
right.
He was like, just give me a minute. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up.
Did he quit?
I mean, not yet.
Yeah, right. He's like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore.
He got up.
Okay.
Walked upstairs, walked into the office, whatever like that, and okay. he came back down. I was like, are you okay? Like, whatever. He's like, all right, yeah. My wrist. His wrist, like, we had to, me and my friend Brian D'Agostini, a.k.a. We call him B-Dags. Mm-hmm. By the way, he wished you a happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
He had to pop his wrist.
Ooh,
back into
dislocated his wrist.
Yeah.
Oof, okay.
He had to do that. Everybody was nervous. They're like, why are you gonna let this guy do it? I was like, no. He's the perfect person to do this. If anybody knows who B-Dags is out there, he's one of these guys. He has a certain set of skills, and I'm like, no, let him do this. If I do this, I'll probably end up breaking this poor guy's wrist.
Yeah, no, if you don't know how to relocate a dislocated appendage, that's because apparently it's supposed to be worse putting it back into place than it is actually dislocating it. So either way, but
he was able to do it.
Okay.
And then he was asking me, he was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was that fall?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him and I was like,
this is the manager.
No.
Oh, this is B-Dags.
B-Dags. Yeah, he okay. was like, how bad was it? Because he didn't see it. He just heard about it, and you know, after effect of him having to pop his wrist back in place.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was the fall? And I was like, dude, I looked at him, I was like, that shit was like a hard 10. It wasn't even a soft 10. This shit was like, you dice roll.
That wasn't
like,
that wasn't 6-4.
Five.
That was 5-5.
That
five.
Shit was like 5.
Yeah.
Five. Pay the field.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It was like, it was a hard fucking 10. He fell. I was like, I killed him. Nice. I killed my manager.
Nice.
Which is one of the things I tweeted about, and people were kind of inquiring, what do you mean you almost killed your manager? So, I was like, oh my God, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's like on the ground.
Right.
I'm like, I killed my manager. I'm going to jail now.
Did he ever actually lose consciousness or anything like
that? No.
Oh, okay.
He was fully aware. He just had a very hard fall. But I'm just like, and he was cool about it. I was like, dude, I'm sorry, but like, I feel like guilty. He was like, you didn't do anything wrong. Like,
mm-hmm.
like ironically enough, it was like, I was doing my job. You know,
I'm saying, not for nothing. At the end of the day, at least you can say you actually mopped the floor, rather than the assholes who say they mopped the floor, but no one ever actually mopped the floor.
And he fucking.
And then he got mopped. And then he got the floor. Yeah.
And then he fucking mopped the floor with his face.
Just like,
and
well, he's just shit up in the air,
dude. It was so like we could laugh about it now
because
like
sure, because
like,
he's
fine.
Not dead.
Yeah, because he's like fine. Supposedly.
How long did he take him to realize that like his wrist was dislocated?
It was like pretty much like instant.
Oh, okay.
It was like 2 or 3 minutes late.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I felt bad. So I was like telling people like, oh, you know, watch it. It was like, just so you guys are clear, I was doing my job and not for nothing.
Right.
If you want to be technical here, there's not one wet floor sign in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I'm wearing non-slip shoes.
Right.
Which is what everybody else should be wearing.
Correct.
He was wearing boat shoes.
Correct.
So.
Huh.
I'm in the clear, but mm-hmm. there's still a part of me that felt guilty about it. So it was
well,
funny because
no, yeah.
the other
you
day,
don't want to actually like hurt someone.
Yeah. So, and I made a joke. I was like, you know, of all the ways I thought about killing you, this was not one of them.
Yeah,
he was like,
right.
What? He was like, I'm just kidding.
You're like, I'm just kidding. How's your wrist? You're like, what?
Yeah. And yeah. So now, like, I mopped before, like the other day. I was like, hey guys, just so you know, it's wet over.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I gotta like, I'm like announce it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, be careful over there. It's wet.
He won't close with you anymore.
I don't think he has a choice. There's nobody there.
True.
We're short-staffed as fuck at the place I'm at right now.
Oh. Are you guys busier? Have you guys been getting busier? I know summertime in this area is weird.
It's weird now, especially because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it's like people are testing the waters, literally and, you know, metaphorically speaking, going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So people still go to the beach.
That's actually something I have not done still all summer.
I haven't gone to the beach yet either.
Like, I would actually be more okay going to the beach and sitting on the sand than I would going to a boardwalk.
Chuck and I actually were talking about potentially a beach day.
Mm-hmm.
Just to test it out.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, there's this little area that I like to go to. It's away from the boardwalk. Yep. Just go there. Mm-hmm. Hang out. Maybe bring a book. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, just that's lamp out for the
that's
day.
Exactly the way I feel. Like, I would be more comfortable being on the beach with, like, a, you know, a book, my iPad, like, a chair, a towel, whatever it is. My own self, like you guys, like you, Chuck, whoever else, like... Then I would be like, hey, let's just go walk on the boardwalk. Which in the past was always like, oh yeah, let's go do that. You know, dip into here, have a drink, you know, whatever. Maybe play an arcade game, do something, whatever. Like, that's the way it always was in terms of like the way when I thought of let's go to the beach. It was typically like, hey, go, you know, go to the beach during the day, kind of just chill out on the sand, take a nap, you know, maybe have a couple drinks, whatever it would be. You know, then walk the boardwalk in the afternoon, grab some food, go to like... You know, a live venue or something like that. Everything outside of like go to the beach, not yet.
The only other thing I would do, because obviously where we go, they have the one place called Joey Tomato's Pizza.
Oh, stop! That's a different. No. That's a different story. I wasn't saying I was gonna starve my fucking self. Like, right.
But I mean, I will.
I mentioned that actually to Melissa like a week or two ago. I was like, that stuff in your mouth at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh. It's sex with Joey Tomato's pizza in your mouth.
I was going to say, where were we going with this until you mentioned pizza? And I will... Joey Tomato's pizza, and it was funny because...
You guys, if you go on a work day, I will pay you to bring me back a pie.
Because what's funny is because me and Chuck, @ChuckWithTheF on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
#ChuckHat on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about it. And it, like, he was like, maybe like a random ass day, just go down there,
mm-hmm.
you know, hang out, beach it up, grab some Joey Tomato's pizza, and like his wife Katie's like, bring me a slice. I was like, no, we bring you a pie.
Yes.
I'm like, we're bringing you a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Slice. We'll bring you 8 of them. Yep, in a box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird though, because it's a circular pie, but it's a round box. Yeah. But we, you know, we can get it done another day.
Yeah. So we're definitely thinking about that.
Nice.
We were talking about that actually last night over cigar.
Nice.
And just figuring out, because we had talked. We talked a little bit about Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. Talked a little bit about the beach and just mm-hmm. things like that. Talked about Hoboken actually. Thinking about going up to Hoboken. Maybe.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would, you know what I would do? I would do the W Hotel. If they had like a beach ball, like a balcony or something like that, like what we used to do for like New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Grab a drink, have a cigar, chill out there. Actually, no, it doesn't really make a difference because it's Hoboken either way. It's all outdoors either way.
Well, that's
they still don't have indoor dining. Or indoor anything, I guess.
Some of the videos I watch and some of the people who I'm friends with in Hoboken, mm-hmm. and I see kind of like the measures that they're taking for it.
Right.
I'm like, all right, you know what? I can fuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tables and chairs, they're legit 6 feet apart.
Sure.
Yeah. TV's outside. Mm-hmm. People kind of chilling. I'm like, all right, I can get down with this.
Speaking of all of that atmosphere, you guys, football starts in 3 weeks. Less than 3 weeks.
I have it marked on my calendar.
Yeah.
September 13th.
Mm-hmm. It's a Thursday. Chiefs and Texans.
Well, right, yeah. The first game is on Thursday, and then obviously
it's insane.
Sunday, 1 o'clock. The New York Jets
start 0-1.
It's gonna be a heck of a season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it kind of crept up with everything going on.
Nobody really thought about it, like, and not much really came out about it. Right. You know what I mean? It was all like, hey, this is what baseball is dealing with. Can football do the same? Question mark. Oh, okay. Hey, by the way, you know, Luka Doncic is that dude. He's a bad man. You know what right. I mean? Like, oh, there's hockey, which I guess is still a sport. Like, right. you know, kind of stuff like that. Like, but it's crazy because, like, I normally at this point in time would have a couple different fantasy football drafts to deal with.
Are you doing any?
Joe's doing his because Joe does his.
Shout out Joey Nix.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Matt's doing one or not. I still have to figure out if I'm doing the league. I'm and that's a dynasty league, so that's teams from last year and everything else. So I mean, I'm more likely than not, I'll at least do the draft part, and we'll kind of figure out the season as it is. There's just a real big part of me that's like, I don't like. You can't do a doubleheader for a team. You know what I mean? Like, God forbid, you know, let's just keep it with the Miami theme. God forbid the Dolphins catch COVID. They can't doubleheader. They have to forfeit that game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
It's gonna be a lot harder to do mm-hmm. with football than any other sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the potential spread of COVID-19.
But if you
test all the players
mm-hmm.
and they're all negative, you test them multiple times and then they play, like, it should be fun.
See, that's the big thing to me, though. Like, I don't trust, and I say trust is a very, very loose term, considering like, I'm not going to be around any of them, but, like, I don't trust these NFL players to do the right things. And I hate to say it, but the moment you step foot on that field, if you're a major contributor to that team, how are you not spreading that to almost everybody? Like, your job, in most instances, is to run into another human being. Sweaty.
I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah. it's an interesting thing. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, we're all super huge football fans here, but at the same time, it's like, I don't, like, it's almost a point where it's like, I don't want to get my hopes up and just be like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'll put it to you like this, because obviously, you know, we're friends with Joey Nix. He's a Chargers fan. The Jets mm-hmm. play the Chargers week 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we might have to hang out at Joey Nix's man cave. Watch the game. It's 4 o'clock start on Sunday, October 18th.
I'm good with that.
Figure it's enough time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Joey won't mind.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think Joe won't mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets win, it probably kicks out of his house, but that's fine. That's fair.
He's kicked me out for less.
Oh, man. What time is it?
Oh, like a little after 5.
Yeah, I'm just looking at mm-hmm. the time.
It's about happy hour time.
Yeah, it is about happy hour time. I got a
nice breeze here, too, on your Saturday.
I got a nice breeze, and I got some interesting scenery outside of my window, I'll tell you that.
That's it. My car hasn't gotten towed, even though I parked in a 15-minute only...
Actually, I'm parked in a 15-minute only spot.
Mm-hmm.
But knock on wood, there's nobody regulating it, being like, your car has been here longer than 15 minutes.
See, my whole thinking was that there would end up being a cop whose entire job was to, like, drive, like, a figure 8 downtown.
There really is not now.
No, I know, yeah.
And as I say that, usually by this time, they're already done for the day.
True, yeah.
So, yeah, the real test is we'll find out. I'm parked right out front.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll find out, because I got to go, you know, I'm still running some errands today, because even though it is Monday and you know, this is my Saturday, this is like...
It's still the day, it's catch-up day, though, too.
Catch-up day, you know. It's going to Home Depot and Bed Bath & Beyond if I have enough time.
Sure.
So, yeah, so I got laundry that's been in the dryer for probably now at least an hour.
Mm-hmm. Some weird person probably taking it out and sniffed it and put it back in there.
Don't fucking say that, please. Oh, man.
You're like, Kev, did you finish your laundry? I'm like, no, I had to redo it again. You're like, why? I'm like, listen to the podcast.
The lady that works at the laundromat, she's a nice lady.
Of course she is.
I swear to God, she puts her nose in my mentionables.
She's like, oh my God, like, his boxers are downy fresh. You're like, oh, this is horrible.
I was like, I put my junk in there.
Right? She's like, so did I.
And I'm like, oh. Oh my goodness. All right, we should probably wrap this
up. Well, yeah, now that you're absolutely scared that there's a woman right now just completely violating the garage section of your boxers, you'd be like, oh.
I just got new boxers, too. That's mm-hmm. not funny.
These crotches aren't as broken as your other ones.
I had to re-up. Oh, yeah. I had to re-up. I had to get some, like, new stuff.
They say, I think, what is it, like socks, underwear, like undershirts, like it's supposed to be like every 3 months or every 6 months or something like that, depending on how much you wear them. Like okay. How big your rotation is in terms of that okay. stuff. So like I have like 10 of each. So it just kind of goes through a rotation and like every like, you know,
yeah.
6 months or so. It's like, all right, chuck it all. And you just wear it down too. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's
like,
the other thing. I definitely
you get the little hole in the bottom of the sock, like where yeah. like the ball of your foot is or something. Like
I have a bag of just mismatched socks that like, because I, you know, you put your socks and clothes in the washer.
Come out and you're and like,
come
I,
out, I'm missing
I
know. A sock.
Yeah, I had 20 friends in there and now they have 19.
So I'm just like, where did the other sock go? So like, I have a bag.
You know that woman at the laundromat. She was like, oh my god. She's like, oh my god, I have another sock.
I just gave her a bunch of hampers. I have all these hampers in my apartment,
uh-huh.
and I was like, there's no like, I don't need these.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm gonna either donate them to Goodwill, mm-hmm. but I was like, I'll go to the local laundromat that I always go to.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, do you want these?
You're giving her containers to take your clothes.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're like, I just bought new underwear. You're like, where did it all go?
Now I'm really nervous about my clothes now.
I know you are. I'm gonna get a text in like an hour and be like, all my stuff's here, asshole.
Yeah, right. Or it's gonna be like all of my boxer briefs are gone.
You're like, all right, Bobby, like you have to do me a huge favor. Go on Google right now and find me a new laundromat right now.
Listen, in life there you always have to have a plan B. So if something were to go down at this laundromat, I already have a backup laundromat to go to.
And that person probably misses you just as much.
No, that one always stares at me when I go there, because I think they're thinking I'm gonna put something in the wrong machine, or like,
oh what, like throw like something into someone else's,
yeah, or like just like over like fill the machine or whatever like that.
You're a grown ass man. Like you I should know yeah, how to but use, everyone's do your own laundry,
right? But every once in a while, if I feel like sometimes people just look at me in a way that's like, because I look very young, people just assume that I'm very young. Like I don't know the world, if that makes sense. And I feel like sometimes people talk to me in a way, like they almost talk to me like I'm a little boy, and I'm like, no. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know how to separate the whites from, you know, my color clothes.
Yeah, I got into a really big fight about that.
What are you talking
about? I don't do that. Everything goes into the wash.
Oh, you don't sort it?
Nope. One load, done.
What I go through
in a week, everything can go into the wash. One load, you keep it at kind of like between the medium and large settings, so you don't overfill it, you don't over soap it or whatever it is, right into the dryer.
See,
No. My mom is turning in her grave. My girlfriend thinks I am a moron. I'm assuming your mom probably thinks that is not the right way to do things.
So let's just say like, because mm-hmm. I, for my job, a lot of the clothes I wear are like black so polos, weird. Black
I'm
pants.
I'm in a black work polo right now.
Black polos, black pants.
Sure.
You know, black on black.
Mm-hmm.
So I have all my black pants,
mm-hmm.
polos, mm-hmm. undershirts, you name it.
That I will say from when I worked in the restaurants, yes. My black pants would fade a little bit.
I put all the, you know, light colors together mm-hmm. and wash it. So all the clothes that are black, I put in a separate load and I wash. Mm-hmm. And then all the color stuff,
mm-hmm.
I'll wash.
Right.
In a separate thing.
Mm-hmm. I never did.
You don't do that.
Nope. Everything goes in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put bleach anywhere near anything.
Yeah.
Okay, the one thing I will say is when I did used to work in the restaurants and you had to wear a white button-down dress shirt, I would wash those separately with a little bit of bleach because you always had wine stains, beer stains, cocktail stains, mixer stains,
sure.
and like that wouldn't just come out.
Right.
That was the only time I've ever separated laundry in my entire life.
My mom used to wash my whites twice and she kind of taught me to do that.
Really?
Yeah, wash them twice.
Hmm. No.
I actually don't do that. Sorry, Mom. I actually don't do that.
That's because the lady at the laundromat steals them all. You're like, why do I only have black shirts? Where did all my white undershirts go? You're like, the lady at the laundromat took them.
That's not fucking funny. Mm-hmm.
And she smelled all the rest of my shit.
And on that note, I think I gotta go.
Why is this all... Why, like, this doesn't smell like even like my fabric softener. It smells like her perfume. You who uses number 12, I just want to say I miss you.
But I'll see you again soon.
In about a week.
Man, I have three of your socks.
It's not funny.
No, I know. I know. It's not funny. I don't think I've ever seen you speed in your life, and I guarantee you, you're heading that laundromat zippity quick.
I got PBA cards. It's good.
That's fine. That's fine. There ain't no cops at it anymore right now. Still, anyway.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Some of, actually, you know what though? As crazy as it is, there are. There's. I've seen a lot more on like major highways. Oh, yeah. You know, like apparently, I guess they all got the news. But go, by the way, like, you know, they think it's their world.
Oh yeah, no, don't get twisted. Mm-hmm. The cops are still out there. Right. They're still.
You
they're
see still the, creeping. You know the thing is though, I've seen them a lot more. I don't feel like I've seen them pull people over more. I've just seen like the presence more. You know what I mean?
Well, I think also too now they got to pick and choose who they're pulling over because of COVID, because of the risk. So it's like you better be committing a real fucking heinous crime for me to pull you over and then have to interact.
Well, it happened to me. That happened to me in my work truck. I was I'm used to just going 20 to 30 miles over the speed limit, and I was going 25 miles over the speed limit in the 50 mile an hour stretch of road or whatever it was. Cop pulled me over. You could see he kind of like peeked in, but he was like, most of his body was around the side of the car.
Yeah.
And he was like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I was coming down. I was coming down a descend. I hit it a little too fast. He's like, okay. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just going to work. I'm a little bit behind or whatever it is. Like, I was delivering that day. He's like, okay. He's like, please just slow it down. Like, people are starting to come back on the roads again. I was like, okay. Like, I don't think I saw more than like the top of his face, like through the window part. It was just like, you okay? And like on the passenger side, like as far away from me as possible or whatever. Like, I get it too. Like, you don't, because that's all you need now. It used to just be like, you know what? Like, you had to do something really fucking malicious. Pull a gun, a knife, drive away, something horrible. Now it's like, if you are having a bad day and you really don't want a ticket from this officer, all you have to do is cough. And potentially you're fucking that guy's life up or that girl's life up or whatever it is. So, I get it, you know, but I don't know. At the end of the day right now, I'm just stolen so she can have more time to sniff your stuff.
Terrible human being.
I am not a terrible human being.
You're a terrible guy. Oh, man. All right. Let's wrap this up.
You got it.
We'll keep everybody posted on everything.
Yes, we will hear more about love in the time of COVID. Part 3.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about WAP too, but we'll maybe talk about
what the sound. What the sound of mixing macaroni and cheese?
Macaroni in a pot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a. It's a WAP apparently. Actually, you know, it's funny. Somebody posted a video of somebody cooking macaroni in a pot, and I had to respond.
Of course.
With WAP.
Absolutely.
But we'll talk about WAP. The next time.
On topic and completely off, by the way, Jada De Laurentiis is 50. She posted something on her Instagram.
Jada De Laurentiis.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. From the Food Network.
50. Stop. Stop.
They're always talking about like, you know, 30s a new 20 and 40s a new 30. Honestly, I've been seeing some pretty good looking 50-year-old women.
I'm telling you, man, 50s they're a new 35.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, and we'll kind of wrap up with this. People that look like...
She took two more of your boxers. Continue.
People that look like how, like, your grandparents and, like, your parents looked, all those people are, like, unfortunately, are slowly going to just disappear. Yeah. And everybody's going to look super young for their age because, obviously, people are taking better care of themselves.
Sure.
People are going to the gym. Mm-hmm. You name it. Like, people that look
eating healthier,
like...
Stuff like that.
Both sets of my grandparents, unfortunately, passed away. Mm-hmm. You know, but they lived very... wonderful lives into their 100 years old gaps, like almost like all of them. But there's nobody that's gonna look like your grandpa anymore,
right?
Or your grandma,
sure.
Or if they do, it's not gonna be for a very long time.
No.
So yeah, so people that are like 50 years old and everything like that, like people are. I mean, like not for nothing, like I'm 41. You're in your late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look like there's pictures. I look at pictures of like my father that passed away, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm older than he was in this photo, but he looks way older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy, and you know, good for Job Dealers. So today was her birthday.
I think it was yesterday.
She's a beautiful human being.
Oh yeah.
Great smile.
Mm-hmm.
Knows how to cook, mm-hmm. too. And on that note, we'll talk about WAP next week. Because I wanted to go into detail about it and how, like, you know, like, double standards, mm-hmm. and, you know, women empowerment. And pretty much, we'll leave it at this. Little Kim walked so Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion could fly.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
oh, absolutely.
We'll, and we'll
right
dive.
And not for nothing, right down the exact same walkway.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. we'll talk more about that next podcast.
You got it.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
Peace.
Follow us on social media. Hey, yo.